Good morning. Nice to see you today.
Thank you.
Do you like hamburgers? You don't? You want to go sit down again? No, of course not. Hey, you don't like hamburgers. You like hot dogs?
Yeah.
What do you think? Hot dogs? No, maybe. Do you like salads? Do you eat at all? Is there something? What's your favorite food? Okay, do you like ice cream? Okay, there we go. All right, that's good. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate
ice cream. Did you ever have pistachio ice cream? Did you ever have macadamia nut ice cream? What's somebody else's favorite ice cream? Do you ever have butter pecan ice cream? All right, somebody else? Coffee ice cream. Do you like coffee ice cream? No, yuck. And somebody else over here. Favorite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Do you like strawberry ice cream? You like chocolate ice cream? Okay, you like chocolate. Okay, we're going to go with chocolate. What do you think? Mariah, how about you?
Mint
chocolate chip. Do you like mint chocolate chip? You do like that? You just like that because Mariah said she likes it. I know how you operate. Well, listen, I like hamburgers. Mariah, you like hamburgers?
I have
one. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So, you know, Melissa and I, when we were away, Chattanooga, did we just say, on the way down to Florida, we stopped at a restaurant called Bad Daddy's Hamburgers. Bad Daddy's. Everybody been to a Bad Daddy's?
No.
Mostly out west. Bad Daddy's. Listen, you don't go in Bad Daddy's hamburger place and just order a hamburger. You don't go in there just order a salad. You actually have to have a choice of what you order. And it racked my mind. It was just so confusing. I'll show this list to you. Josie, I don't think you could read the small print there. But on this list, see all these lines here? You had to create your own hamburger and your own salad. So you don't just say, give me a hamburger or give me chocolate ice cream. Oh, no, 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 no. You have to go down the list and you say, well, do you want chocolate syrup on that? Do you want marshmallows on that? Do you want like peanuts on that? Do you want something else on that? And you have to go down the list because they want you to create your very, 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 very favorite dessert or meal. And so you can see all the choices. Yes, Mariah? I mean, okay, so for the toppings, you know, applewood, smoked bacon, crumbles, avocado, baked beans, black olives, broccoli, carrots, chickpeas, corn, cucumbers, Endomi, what is that stuff? Endomi? That one Jess likes to eat. Yeah, that. I don't eat. If I can't pronounce it, I don't eat it. Jalapenos, Kalamata, olives, my favorite. Mushrooms, pepperoni, radishes, red onions, red peppers, tomatoes, apples, blueberries, grapes, mandarin, oranges, pineapples, strawberries, croutons, peanuts, tortilla chips, walnuts, wonton strips. And then you got to pick the cheese. Okay, so listen to the cheese choices. This is great. Do you like cheese? All right, we're good with this. You like American cheese? No, okay, well maybe one of these would be your favorite. American, blue cheese, feta, fresh mozzarella, Monterey Jack, Parmesan, pepper jack, shredded cheddar, Swiss, or white cheddar. How about that? What would you pick for the cheese?
Mozzarella.
Oh, hey.
American.
All right. And then you have to add, like for the kind, the size hamburger you want, there's different kinds of hamburgers. So you have a 7-ounce premium, a turkey burger, black bean burger, grilled chicken breast burger, fried chicken tenders instead of hamburger, buttermilk fried chicken, breast meat instead of hamburger, tuna burger, or buffalo burger. Listen, by the time you're done with this list, if you weren't hungry before, you were definitely hungry after. What were you going to say? Oh, and that's right. You can add extra protein, extra burger, extra turkey burger, extra black bean burger, extra grilled, yeah, the whole thing. And then you have to pick the temperature for your burger. You don't just do it the way mom does it. No way, Jose. You got to do rare, medium, medium well, or well. So at the end of all this, it's a huge list here. You need my glasses to read this. You have to check off the list, and then you hand it to the wait person, and then they go, and about an hour later, you get the most fantastic burger, salad, dessert thing you can absolutely imagine because you designed it yourself. It's exhausting. It's just so much easier. So much easier if we could just say, give me a burger.
Yeah, sure.
Give me a hot dog with some sauerkraut and some mustard and call it a day. Or how about you want ice cream? Yep, chocolate ice cream. Please avoid all of this. Choices, what's going on here? I just want to eat. Well, one of the cool things about following Jesus is that he gives us all these kinds of options every day of our life. There, we get choices. We can make all sorts of different choices. But the bottom line is that we get, are we going to enjoy God's love today and walk the way Jesus walked or not? Are we going to get up and enjoy God's love today or not? You don't need a checklist to do that. You can just say, I'm going to enjoy God's love today. And then you begin to do it. You figure it out. And sometimes it involves choices. And other times, some of those choices are hard to do. They're tough choices. And other times, we need to go to our parents or other caregivers to help us with the difficult choices like, Monterey Jack, Parmesan, Pepper Jack, not feeling it yet. I gotta need some help. And so we can go through life and we ask people to help us make some of the finer choices. But the main choice is that we decide each day that we're going to get up and enjoy God's love today. Can you say that with me? I'm going to get up and enjoy God's love today. Because God loves us and wants us to walk every day with God. And so as we face our choices, we know that God is with us, having faith in us, rooting for us, investing in us. God has our back. In fact, he's in front and behind, above and below. God is with us and loves us and promises never to leave us alone. Isn't that great? And it doesn't take God an hour to deliver either, because God is always present right when we need him, every step of the way. Let's give thanks to God and for the choices he gives us and the simple choice of making and enjoying his love every day. Lord, thank you for giving us days to enjoy. Thank you for waking us up each morning. Thank you for surrounding us by people that love us and care for us. And we thank you for choices that you give us. Help us to make good choices. And especially, Lord, thank you for giving us the courage just to enjoy your love today. And for all the different things that come with that, thank you for making that available to us. Whatever our height, our age, our gender, our location, our talent, whatever it is, that you've promised to welcome us each day in Jesus' name. Amen.